Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Right, so let us talk about what's going on with the markets. The US and European quarterly results seasons rolled around pretty quickly, and this one was particularly spicy and volatile one. Sam Dickey from Fisher Funds has been keeping across the results. Hey, Sam.
Good evening, Heather.
How did it go in the US? How did the US and global companies fare in the report season?
Yeah, pretty bit spicy. You probably had to beat your earnings expectations and raise your guidance to go up, otherwise you were punished. But overall, though, still pretty solid. So we're 90% done in the US, and the numbers to remember are 4% top-line sales growth, 5% earnings growth, so still quite solid. Now, absolute growth is important, but as we've talked about before, what moves markets is surprise. Positive surprise stocks go up, negative surprise stocks go down. And while earnings surprise is still solid, the top-line or sales growth surprises are pretty thin now at about 1%. So that's the US, still solid, but just not as exciting as it's been. And in Europe, we're about 60% of the way through and a little less absolute growth, but expectations are being beaten down there more, so a little more surprise. And you saw that with stock prices. So European stocks have, for the first time in a while, outperformed US stocks during reporting season.
How does that compare to history? Is that normal?
Yeah, a little bit slower. Still solid, but just a little bit slower. So that 5% profit growth kind of compares to 8% we saw at the highs, you know, 3 to 6 months ago. And the macroeconomic data is showing that over there. I mean, we know the US economy has been a rock star. Remember, people are expecting only an anemic 1% GDP growth this year, and they upgraded that to 2.5%. But that positive economic surprise is waning. And you've seen US GDP growth, not so much slowing, but not as surprisingly strong. We've seen that specifically in some of the lead indicators around the US, the key US labor market. It's just a little bit less bullish than it's been.
Now, obviously, the stuff that we are talking about is backwards looking. So what about when we look forward? What kind of guidance are they giving?
Yeah, that's right. You're exactly right. That was for the quarter end of March. So we're, you know, well into the June quarter, and they're still pretty upbeat. And the best way to kind of synthesize that is, during the results season, analysts, on the back of what corporates have been telling them, have upgraded total US forecast corporate earnings for the year a couple of percent, which is pretty solid, a little bit less than previous quarters. And European forecast corporate earnings have been upgraded by about 1%. So still, we're still moving higher.
Is there a reason, Sam, why the volatility has picked up so much lately?
Yeah, I think it's really important to consider how far we have travelled. So the US market, I think it's the 99th percentile. So there's been very, very few as powerful rallies that we've seen in the last 5 months. So the US market, for example, came into this reporting season up 30%. Sentiment was running red hot, and people were pretty excited coming to the results. So despite that fairly solid performance by the corporates, the average stock price the day of its earnings result across those 450 companies was down 1%, despite the fact it was solid. So it's all about the setup into earnings.
Is there, like, can we take any lessons from what is going on in the US and Europe globally and apply them to the New Zealand, the upcoming New Zealand reporting season?
Yeah, well, I think that expectations and that setup is completely different. So the rock star economy this year has been the US. It really has held every other economy up, and we know we don't need to sort of layer in further to the New Zealand economy. It's been under pressure. So expectations are actually quite low coming into this reporting season. So I guess if you wanted for a silver lining, perhaps there is quite a low bar that some of these companies could jump over. But, you know, as you know, we've seen some domestic profit warnings, you know, Spark, THL, in New Zealand. So some of these companies are starting to feel the pinch. And I think, you know, I'd be focusing, if I was an investor in New Zealand, firstly on, has there been further sequential deterioration in demand and earnings? And the second thing is, and this could be a silver lining, is hopefully if demand's a bit weaker and the labour market's a bit looser, perhaps that cost inflation that's been dogging these companies for a year or two could be easing.
We've been talking, Sam, today about whether we have enough access to cash, whether we carry enough cash. Do you carry cash?
In my wallet?
Yeah, or anywhere else?
No. Well,
you don't carry any cash?
My sons like to play blackjack and poker with me at night, and they were trying to get me to buy them for 10 cents the other night, and I didn't have access to 10 cents. No.
Well, what does that say about us? Basically, none of us carry cash. Hey, Sam, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Sam Dickey of Fisher Funds.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.